Good morning, whether you're joining us online or here in the sanctuary. Welcome to First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. We are a spiritual community dedicated to a free and responsible search for truth, meaning, and beauty. I am Phoenix Holly Hurt, one of the high school youth here today. I am very gay, and my pronouns are they, them. Today is our annual Youth Sunday service, which is something our high school youth group has been working on together for several months. We'll be sharing songs and readings from our coming-of-age curriculum, as well as several homilies based on our personal experiences. I especially want to welcome you if you're new to the church. If you are joining us remotely, if you can, please say hello in the comments and let us know where you're viewing the service. If you're here in person, please join us for the social hour after worship. Either way, we invite you to fill out the online visitor form at austinuu.org. Simply click on Worship, which will then show you a link to the form. We would love to get to know you better. As we work to create beloved community, we welcome all who would join us in building a better world with more love, more justice, and more peace. We welcome all who would join us in growing in mind, heart, and spirit. We welcome all who would join us in tearing down systems of oppression of all kinds. We welcome all who would join us, who would join their purpose in ours in the loving spirit of right relationship. We come from a long tradition of seeing a spark of divinity, of the divine in every person. It is this tradition, this living tradition, that I invite you to greet the holy among us, either in the comments or by turning to those around you. Now let us greet the holy that lives in each of us this morning.
Hello, my name is Adelaide Perry, and I am a freshman at Lhasa High School, and my pronouns are he, him. Our chalice lighting is a poem by Sandra Cincineros entitled 11. What they don't understand about birthdays, and what they will never tell you, is that when you're 11, you're also 10, and 9, and 8, and 7, and 6, and 5, and 4, and 3, and 2, and 1. And when you wake up on your 11th birthday, you expect to feel 11, but you don't. You open your eyes, and everything's just like yesterday, only it's today. And you don't feel 11 at all. You feel like you're 10, and you are, underneath the year that makes you 11. Like some days, you might say something stupid. And that's part of you. That's still 10. Or maybe some days you might need to sit on your mama's lap because you're scared. And that's the part of you that's 5. And maybe one day, when you're all grown up, maybe you will need to cry, like if you're 3. And that's okay. That's what I tell mama when she's sad and needs to cry. Maybe she's feeling 3. Because the way you grow old is kind of like an onion or the rings inside a tree. Like a tree trunk or like my little wooden dolls that fit one inside the other each year inside the next.
Hi, my name is Isaac Brandon Ray. I am a 5'10 and a half white male with long hair. My pronouns are he, him. I'll be sharing our call to worship this morning. What connects us all is bagels and coffee and talking in house and hall after service.
The congregation has a common purpose. For First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, that common purpose is the mission. The congregation wrote it together and put it on the wall in the sanctuary. Every Sunday, church participants say it together so we may more readily carry it with us in our hearts throughout the week. Let us say it together now. Together we nourish souls, transform lives, and do justice to build the beloved community.
Today's reading is called Belonging and written by Tokopah Turner. For the rebels and the misfits, the black sheep and the outsiders, for the refugees, the orphans and the scapegoats, and the weirdos, for the uprooted, the abandoned, the shunned, and the invisible ones, may you recognize with increasing vividness that you know what you know. May you give up your allegiance to self-doubt, meekness, and hesitation. May you be willing to be unlikable and in the process be utterly loved. May you be impervious to wrongful objections of others, and may you deliver your disagreements with precision and grace. May you see with consummate clarity of nature moving through you that your voice is not only necessary but desperately needed to sing us out of this muddle. May you feel shored up, supported, intertwined, and reassured as you offer yourself and your gifts to the world. May you know for certain that even as you stand by yourself, you are not alone.
This is the time in the service where we center ourselves together. We breathe together. And breathing together, we sense one another's loving presence. Breathing and breathing out, follow our breath to a deeper place inside, a place of a greater wisdom, a place where a spark of divine resides in each one of us. Breathing together, we can enter a time of secret silence, and all the while remembering that nowhere is the world fully silent. I invite you now to light the candles if you are so moved. Candles represent sorrow, joy, hope, remembrance, and resilience. Whatever it is to you to honor during this time. As we light the candles, I invite you to keep your mind and heart members of your community who are ill or in sorrow, and those who are celebrating joys, let us hold in the silence together throughout the meditative time.
Every time I look at you, I fall in love all over again. And you're the reason I do what I do. I hope someday you can appreciate that. Don't ever lose your innocence. Don't you lose that heart. Don't you lose your confidence. Oh, but most of all, don't lose your love. I can see the mysteries of God. We have your beautiful brown eyes. A wonderful expression of what happens when two people fall in love. Right before our very eyes. Don't you lose your attitude. Don't ever lose that smile. Don't you lose your tenderness. Oh, but most of all, don't lose your love. Well, Henry is my baby boy, and everyone he meets he gives away, and a smile. And somewhere long ago I lost the light that's only found within the heart of a child. And don't you lose your humility. No man is bigger than the next. Do what you love and the money will come. Oh, but most of all, don't lose your love. Don't ever lose your sanity. And don't you lose your mind. I've seen it all and I sure don't know much.
Oh, most of all, don't lose your love.
And now we light the last candle for all of those whom there is no one to light a candle for.
Hi, my name is Phoenix. I'm 15 years old. I have a loving family, and 3 months ago I tried to kill myself. And I know what you might be thinking. This is sad, but you're the minority, right? And I wish that were true, but unfortunately it isn't. 22% of my classmates seriously considered suicide, and 10% attempted it last year. And for someone like me, being born queer, it increased to 45 and 22%. While the numbers may be abstract, that equates to approximately one suicide attempt every 45 seconds. This is an important thing to talk about, but it rarely is. My school has more signs for wrestling and against fentanyl than it does talking about suicide. When it is talked about, people say how important it is to speak up and get help, but when you're depressed, you're convinced that you're alone and nobody cares. I have a loving and caring family. I have been in therapy for 4 years, and still, I attempted suicide. But my family is one of the reasons it was an attempt, and I stand before you today. The thought of my parents shocked me out of the state I was in and kept me from going through with it. I was hospitalized for 8 days. I was surrounded by people like me, and almost everyone got along because we all went through horrible things. In our worst hours, we had each other. If someone needed to talk, you listened, and you tried to help in every way you could. All anyone wanted was to get out, but while you were there, you tried to limit the pain around you. Having these people around me prevented me from doing it again. The therapists and patients talked about what happened and why it happened, but they treated it with the weight it deserved, while still talking about things that have been stigmatized. Talking about suicide and being there for people with these thoughts is one of the best ways most people can help validate their feelings, make them feel seen and loved. Having people around you show that they care and that they would be sad if you died helps shock your brain out of suicidal thoughts. Make sure they have at least one trusted person to talk to. Making sure they have at least one trusted person to talk to could save their life. If they don't have that, be it. Make sure you are the kind of person they can come to. Be a safe space for them. Sometimes you may think that they're doing fine. My own mother described me earlier that day as glowing, but then it happened. This is why it's important to start the conversation of your support before it happens. If you're worried, tell them you're someone who can be trusted and prove it. All the support after the fact won't help if they don't make it. Depression makes you feel alone. Be the reason someone knows they aren't. Be the reason they hesitate.
I'm Adlai Perry, right? School here in Texas is very hard and stressful. They give us busy work and hard tests. I've met many people whose mental health has seriously deteriorated from having all of this work. What many teachers don't seem to recognize or understand is that we have other classes and all of the work that comes with them. A lot of students don't know how to deal with this amount of stress and these heavy workloads. Many students have minimal free time due to this. I believe that early on, school should be teaching a course about stress, anxiety, and how to deal with those emotions. Many people, including most students, fail to realize that a lot of hormonal changes are also being conducted at this time in our lives, and that these changes can cause even more stress and many other complex and distracting emotions. It's not only students that are stressed out, though. Teachers have had it rough and are very burnt out. Teachers are underpaid and overworked. Many teachers are leaving the industry because of their mental health. Texas school curriculums put mental health of everyone last and the work getting done first. From kindergarten to seventh grade, I was enrolled in a public charter school called Austin Discovery School. At ADS, the workload was small, and they worked with students more on mental health. Right. In sixth grade, I was in online school, and that was hard because Zoom didn't always work, and my math teacher didn't teach. In seventh grade, I was back in school, and it was going fine until about 2 months when my math teacher left due to mental health. We were left with a permanent substitute teacher who didn't know too much about what we needed to learn. In eighth grade, I went to a new school, Keeling Middle School. I expected it to be very hard because I hadn't had a heavy workload from Austin Discovery School. And I had very small math knowledge. But my eighth grade math teacher, right, hardly taught anything because of students being distracting. I had to take math education into my own hands, and I really didn't study very hard. But so when I got to high school, I had very little middle school math knowledge, and getting work done has been very difficult and stressful. It stressed me out and made me overthink everything. The system doesn't have a way to help students who were in my situation, and that is just one of the things that we need to fix about our schools and our lives.
I'm EB. I've been in the UU community for my entire life. I think I'm... Mom, how many? Fourth generation UU. Being a teenager is something that happens to all of us since most of the younger the teenagers left. There are a lot of things that affect this mutual experience, but there's a sameness in all of it. The sameness of being self-conscious, needing a purpose, and that's not to mention the physical changes. Being this age, you'll find someone to be, how to interact with people, and something to make you who you are. Being a teen is, well, even though I'm not fully grown up, I think it's been the hardest part of growing up. Even though now I can reach the top shelf. As I try to find a purpose, I see how hard it is for a lot of the people my age, including myself, to find one. And I'm glad to have this church as a purpose. So I guess I got that going for me. Let's go on to a little experience of mine of how I feel that being a teenager has been hard to me. A while back, like 3 months ago, I was in a dark spot. I felt useless and lost and very confused, which I think explains a lot of teenagers. It was after math class, and I felt there was no place in the world, no place in the world for me. I came in my mind, and all I could think was, like, you suck, you're useless, and no one likes you. And it was looking at me, and I was like, but is that true? And the way I overcame this is thinking about all the people who are there for me, and I know this is kind of repeating stuff that have been said, and going to the people in my life that help me. And there are a lot of things that helped me in that situation, and I'm glad that it did. But I feel that teenagers are very connected very disconnected. Sorry, my bad. from each other. A lot of teens don't go to neighborhood schools. They're in magnet programs, and that means their friends are way further away, so they can't just walk down to their friend's house. Also, they think the internet is a good social supplement, when it's not. And I think one of the things that could help with connection between teens and other people is, like, going to a worship of any kind. I don't, like, I know I've met some friends, and I mean, are we friends? Some friends here, and they've helped me, I think. And so I feel like the youth groups and just worship in general can help a lot of teens. And I know I'm not too knowledgeable, but you should reach out and let some teens maybe, like, that they... Wait a minute. tell teens that there's places that they can go to feel less lonely. I don't know. I'm all over the place. Yeah, that's that. Now it's time for the other one.
Good morning. My name is still Isaac. About 2 years ago, I was in eighth grade at Lamar Middle School, sitting in my forensic science class. We had a long-term substitute teacher who didn't really know the curriculum, so we were bored out of our minds in class. I had a couple of friends in my class who I later found out weren't really my friends. We were goofing around on our laptops and playing games. Some of the seventh graders sat at the table behind me, and I didn't really have a problem with that until they were being really loud. I asked them to be quieter, and they laughed and went back to what they were doing. Later in that class period, the boy sitting right behind me turned around and tapped me on the shoulder, so I turned around to face him in my seat. He then said something moderately inappropriate to me, and I told him it made me uncomfortable. He laughed and said something even more inappropriate. By that point, the kids sitting at his table and my table were laughing, and this just encouraged him. He placed his hand on my lower back and made another very inappropriate comment. My friends noticed him touch me, but they didn't say or do anything. These kinds of behaviors continued every time I had that class, getting progressively worse. He said progressively more inappropriate things and touched me in more inappropriate places. This got so bad that I didn't even want to go to that class at all anymore. Eventually, I decided to tell the 8th grade guidance counselor at my school, and she said she would make sure it didn't happen again. Unfortunately, nothing changed. These incidents continued every class for the rest of the year, as if I hadn't told anyone at all. I told another adult I trust outside of the school, and they were able to give me emotional support, but I never heard back from the guidance counselor. I have not seen the student who did this to me in 2 years, so I am safe now. It's been very difficult to share this with all of you, but I think it's important to speak out about this and to be brave like our story of For All Ages said we need to. I hope my story helps someone else be brave enough to speak out. Words of advice for anyone struggling in silence: keep reaching out and eventually someone will help. It will be difficult, but you can do it. For kids, if you're being hurt at school, please reach out to a staff member at school. The message of this is not that school staff won't help. Most of them will. For everyone, if you are in a similar situation, reach out to more people, even if one person already said they would help. Keep reaching out because you need all the help you can get, and you need to advocate for yourself. For the adults, this is especially important. Be the person that someone can talk to about this. Be an approachable adult. And if someone talks to you, follow up about it. They may say that they're fine, but still follow up. If you adults are struggling with something like this, please find someone. You can talk with our ministers, and they will be happy to help or just listen. You can even reach out through email if talking to them in person is too difficult. If anyone has any questions about my experience or what I recommend someone should do in a similar situation, please come ask me after service. If you want to tell me that you're sorry that this happened to me, please don't, because I've heard that enough. The more people we tell about our experiences, the larger of a community we build. This means we will have more people to lean on.
We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we hold in our hearts until we are together again.
Our benediction today is a lyric from Kenya Dawson's song, The Competition. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here.
This is a production of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. For more information, go to our website at austinuu.org.